Jesus, I just thank you for this morning, God. I thank you that you are not dead, but you are alive, God. I thank you for the sacrifice that you have made so that you could come and live on the inside of us. Jesus, we celebrate you this morning. We lift you up. We honor your name. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, can I get a hand clap going? That sounds good. then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against?
Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your let us become, more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory.
My You need him. When you think you got anything in your own pocket, you're in trouble. This song just stirs my heart so much because it brings me right back to the knees and says, God, without you, I'm nothing. Without you, Jesus, I don't know how people in the world make it, especially when tragedy starts to come into their life. I thank God I got a Jesus who is so faithful and so true. And when you need him, he's always there. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you to the end of the earth. But this song keeps us right in that spot. See, there's a certain place that when you get there, that's where you want to stay. And this is it. Can we sing it one more time? Can you sing it not to the ceiling, not to the sky? Can you sing it out of your spirit? Sing it right to Jesus with your hands lifted high. Give him all that you have this morning. This song on, I put it on repeat for about an hour and a half. It just keeps reminding me, I need you, Jesus. I need you, Jesus. Only you, Jesus. Everything in this world is going chaotic and crazy, but Jesus, you are steadfast and steady. Jesus, you are always there. Lord, I can't fail as long as I stay in this place. Amen. I said amen. Can you do me a favor? Can you go find five people that you do not know and say this? I am staying steady in Jesus. Come on, don't be a snob now. Don't go sit down. Go find five people you don't know and say, this morning, I am going to stay steady in Jesus.
You are my home. You are my home.
Women's Day today. Today is a special day that we honor all women. No matter how old or how young or what stage of life you are in, we are honoring women today. We want to welcome all of our guests today. You are absolutely brilliant and special for coming out today. If you are a first-time guest, would you please raise your hand? We're not going to embarrass you or ask you to come up front and do a dance or anything, but we just want to recognize you and welcome you and give you a gift this morning. First-time guests, somebody must have come with their mother. For the first time, there's not one first-time guest. I don't see any hands. I don't see any hands, or they're embarrassed. Mina just wants a gift. Any first-time guests? Well, if you are a first-time guest and you were too embarrassed to raise your hand, that's okay too. We do have a guest reception that happens after the service in this hallway over here. And if you are a guest today for the first time, we invite you to come over there. There will be coffee and snacks, and you can meet the pastoral staff of His Tabernacle. We would love for you to join us there after service for first-time guests only. We also want to welcome our online campus. Every single week, we have probably 75 to 100 people or families who sign in online from all over the world. So welcome. We're so honored to have you a part of our family here at His Tabernacle Family Church. You are a blessing, and we pray that you've enjoyed the worship so far. We want to let you all know about a little bit that's coming up. Well, not a little bit. We're not a little bit church. We're a whole lot church, aren't we? God blessed us. We are busy sharing the gospel in our region. The very first thing that we want to mention is that Memorial Day is coming up, and we have a lot of activities happening on Memorial Day weekend at the end of the month. The first one is the annual motorcycle blessing event. If you have not yet signed up to help out and volunteer at that, you can see me or see one of the His Line Crossers group to help out. We need lots of hands, and we always have a great time. Secondly, we participate every year in two Memorial Day parades, the one in Elmira and the one in Horseheads. And this year, we want to honor our veterans, those who have served their country, who are a part of our church family. And we'd want to invite you all out to walk in that parade wearing your uniform, with not only representing our country, but representing Jesus in the Memorial Day parade.
Now, we know the issue is that you might not still fit in your uniforms. Isn't that horrible? So go on a diet. You have a month.
But you really only have 2 weeks, so you better go on a fast. Water only for the next 2 weeks. And thank you, Pastor Spencer, for scaring me out of my necklace. So then the next couple of things that we have coming up we want to mention are, you who loves our worship team. Oh my goodness, we have the most amazing worship team, and we are building and growing the worship team. And so I know, just by the law of statistics, that many of you can sing or play an instrument, but you're not up here yet. And so we're having auditions and tryouts for the worship team on June 3rd. June 3rd, Saturday morning at 10 a.m. So sign up, get in touch with Mackenzie Coe, email worship@histabernacle.com, or call the office and sign up to come out and try out for the worship team, because God wants you to use those amazing gifts to bring glory to His name, okay? And then the last thing we want to talk about is it's Women's Day. We have a Women's Encounter coming up. If you have been to Women's Encounter, please stand up really quick. If you have not, women, you need to go to Women's Encounter. We have only 6 spots left available June 8th through the 10th. And you can see me or you can see Alberta Burbank to get signed up for that and make a deposit. We need your money within the next few days, so get signed up. And here is Pastor Spencer.
Praise God. We want to celebrate all the ladies in the room this morning. If you're a woman, if you'll stand to your feet with us, all the men can stay seated. Look at all the ladies. How many of you know men? Ladies are stronger than men. Let's just be honest. Amen. We thank God for the ladies. We just want to release a blessing on you. Father, in the name of Jesus, release a blessing on the women of the house. God, we thank you that each one love you. And Father, some of them are the spiritual heads of their home. We pray, God, that you'll raise up their men to be the spiritual men of the house. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for each one. And everything their hand touches, Lord, let it be blessed for the glory of God. In Jesus' name, and all the ladies said, amen. Turn to a lady next to you and say, hey, I'm a lady. That's right. Amen. That's a good sign. Glory to God. When we receive the offering this morning, we have a free gift for every lady over 18. And so we want to make sure that when you come to bring your offerings, all the ladies come up and grab a mug. So you'll know that every single morning, somebody's praying for you. We have a phenomenal prayer team. They are amazing, and they're praying for you every single day. Amen? We have an announcement we'd like to make, and that is, if I could have Sister Mackenzie Coe, please, come on out here. This is Mackenzie Coe. How many of you know Mackenzie Coe? Mackenzie is an amazing young lady. She has been with us. How old were you when you first started coming here?
Like 12.
12 years old. She's 46 right now. She just looks really good for her age. Mackenzie Coe, what a great young lady. She's been leading worship here since she's 15 years old. And now she's 22. Amen. I did good. 22. This is the only time you can tell a girl's age, when they're 22. And so from 15 to 22, she's been leading worship here, and she's had a lot of training and development. And she is now going to be the head over the worship and arts department of His Tabernacle Family Church. We love homegrown, amen. A great man of God said it this way, Tommy Barnett. He said, the miracle is within. The miracle is always within. And within that, we always strive to raise up men and women of God from within the house to take positions in the house. And why do we do that? Is because they're not transitional at that point in time. They have the heartbeat of the vision. Amen? And so we just want to make sure that you understand and know that Sister Mackenzie Coe is now the worship and arts director of His Tabernacle Family Church. Are you nervous? Amen. What? Come on, give her a blessing. Amen. This makes her really nervous, and it's so fun. Amen. You may be seated. We do want to let you know quick. Also, we have a book offer this morning. Rock Solid Faith books. They're usually $85 for two, and they're $75 right now. $10 off the price. If you'd like to get them, you can get them right after service. And you need to join Step One, Rock Solid Faith. Turn to someone and say, Step One, Rock Solid Faith. You need to join Rock Solid Faith. And I've got a quick question for you. This is your litmus test. If you can give me three verses, don't say them out loud, just in your own head, three verses that prove the triunity of the Godhead. I didn't say your opinion. I said three verses. If you cannot, you need to join Rock Solid Faith. You need to know what you believe. Ignorance is not bliss. It doesn't matter how many years you've been saved. It doesn't mean you know what you're talking about. You ever been around somebody who's been in the same business for a lot of years and they still don't know what they're talking about? Amen. Just because you've been saved a lot of years doesn't mean you know what you're talking about. And you need to know the elementary principles of the kingdom of God. An elementary school is what we're starting with. We just started this last Tuesday and Wednesday and on Thursday, and we're going to continue. So if you need elementary school, step one, turn to somebody and say, step one. You need to join, step one. Amen. We'd like to step into the time of receiving the tithes and the offerings. I'm going to be very short. My staff is kind of mean to me. I need you to know how mean my staff is. My staff always says to me, well, pastor's not preaching. We're going to have a four-hour offering today. It's not true. It's not true. So I'd like you to open your Bibles real quickly. Just teasing. I just want to share a verse with you real quick, and it's found in Exodus chapter 36. You see, the vision, understanding vision is everything when it comes to giving and the offering. It's not just the principle of obedience, but why are you doing what you're doing? You know, a lot of people, they throw George Washington in the plate, and that's nice. But the fact is that when you become a tither, you are actually coupling with the vision and the Word of God. And when you believe in what you're doing, you always invest in it. One day I was on a golf course with somebody, and they were part of a country club. And I said to them, you know, you spend a lot of money at the country club. I mean, it's expensive, isn't it? He goes, no more expensive than your Harley. I said, what? And he said, but the point is that where you have priority is where you make investment. And when you believe in something, you always sow and give into it. You always give money towards it. People always say to me, why does the church always want your money? Well, I've never seen anybody go and when the waitress comes with the bill and say, why are you here with a bill? Because service was given and honor is due, and that is blessing. And so here it is in Exodus chapter 36. And they went to Moses and reported, the people have given more than enough materials to complete the job the Lord has commanded us to do. So Moses gave the command, and this message was sent throughout the camp. Men and women, don't prepare any more gifts for the sanctuary. We have enough. Let me read that part again. Men and women, I'm starting to prophesy. Men and women, don't prepare any more gifts for the sanctuary. We have enough. So the people stopped bringing their sacred offerings. Their contributions were more than enough to complete the entire project. I'm believing the Lord that you are going to grab a hold of the principles of tithe. Anybody shout tithe? That's 10%. And then an offering, which is either a seed, which is you expect a return from, or an alms giving to the poor that you expect nothing from. But either way is learning how to be a giver. God by nature is a giver. When the people of Israel got the vision in their spirit, they couldn't give enough. Why? Because it wasn't about, oh my goodness, they want is your money. I guess I got to put money in the plate. That means you don't have the vision in your spirit. When you have the vision in your spirit, you know this, that God wills that none should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And it's amazing when you get a hold of the vision of God, giving is so easy. Turn to someone and say, giving is easy when you got the vision of God. So if you're hanging on tight to your purse, what I mean by that is if every time the offering comes, you get a little angst or you get a little irritated, you know automatically, number one, you need an infusion of the manifest design of God. And number two, you need to get a hold of the vision, which is that without Jesus, people don't go to heaven. And the only way that they come, listen now, people say it all the time. Well, you know, you don't need money for church. Well, I'm sorry, you need a lot of money for church. Salvation is free, but it's very expensive to give it away. Amen. We got some great things happening this year. Uproar, we're going to the arena for Uproar. We'll have over 1,000 students, 1,000 teenagers worshiping in there. This year, we're going to do another Rock the City, but we're doing it in Thorn Park. First time we've ever done anything in Horseheads. We're going to have fireworks. It's going to be amazing. This is going to just Shazam our area to let them know that God is there to be a blessing and not to be a taker. You know, when I go in, I'm going to end here in 30 seconds. When I go into a lot of the mayors and the superintendents' offices, I always sit down to pray with them. And this is what they ask me. What do you want? And I say, we don't want anything. What can we give you? And they don't know what to do with themselves. Because most churches are takers and not givers. But we're a giving church. Amen. This is the year of we are the and you are. So this morning as you're giving, make sure you recognize that you're not giving to a church. You're not giving to a religion. You're giving to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the vision that he has installed. And that is to save as many souls as he can before the eastern sky is cracked with that old trumpet. Can I hear an amen? So how we do it at His Tabernacles, we have everybody stand. If you'll all stand. If you're a guest in the house. And then what we do is we bring our offerings to the Lord. Why do we do that? Just because we want you to give it to him, not be shaken down in your seat. So we want you to be able to give freely to Jesus. And ladies, while you're up here, grab a mug. Now listen, I think Carl already said it, right? Yep, so we're good. So make sure you grab a mug, ladies, if you come on up. If you have nothing, make sure you come touch the offering bucket and say, next week, God, I know that you're going to give to me so that I can give to your house. Amen? Let's make our supernatural declaration. I'm blessed going in. I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed in my storehouse. And I'm blessed in my basket. The blessings have chased me down. They've tripped me up. Because I'm a child of God. I said I'm a child of God. Then shout, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Come on and bless the Lord with your tithe and your offering this morning. If you're watching by live stream, we want to remind you that it's not. Listen, we have almost 300 people a week watching by live stream right now. Last week, over 300 people watched online. And I want to remind you, as you're watching, it's not just about taking, it's about giving. You can get right there, hit the give button, or you'll be able to see a text by phone giving. That's an opportunity for you as well. But no matter how you do it, make sure you're sowing. Make sure you're tithing. If this is your home church, tithe. And make sure you see to the vision in the kingdom of God. We love you. Make sure you're a giver as well.
My God's not dead, surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead, surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead, surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead, surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. Roaring, 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 roaring like a lion. Roaring.
Praise the Lord. Happy Women's Day. We have a special treat for you this morning. Pastor Rhonda Spencer, the woman of the house, will be preaching the word. We want to give a quick shout out to Russia this morning. They're watching by live stream. We want to give a quick shout out. We had somebody tell us Russia is on this morning. Can you give them a hand clap this morning? Russia, glory to God. Let's give our undivided attention. She has a word from the Lord.
Amen. It is such a privilege to be able to bring the word of the Lord to you this morning. And I know this is a message for you all today. So this isn't just for women. This is for everyone. I had a message that I was saving for today, and God just changed the whole thing up. And so this is a fresh word from the Lord for all of us today. And if I would entitle it, it would be Respond. So we don't just speak to hear the sound of our own voice, right? And when we speak, it's not so that 2 days later they could come back and say, I didn't hear you say that at all, right? And when we talk to our children and we speak to people that we're in leadership over, we'd like to know that they've heard with a quick, obedient response, right? So that we don't say the classic statements like, am I talking to a brick wall? Or what's another one? I've been saying this over and over until I'm blue in the face. And didn't you hear me? Are you deaf or something? Those are things that we say when we get frustrated from a lack of response. And we teach our children, when somebody is speaking to you, you look them in the eye and you respond, right? Because when we speak for a response. So if there's a coach and he's going over plays with his team and he goes over the play over and over and over again, like 26 times throughout the practice, and then they get to the game and he calls the play, he expects a response. Now, if the team doesn't respond, that's a big problem in the game, isn't it? They're not going to win. They're going to lose. I know. Big Mike, you coached baseball. It's frustrating when you call the play and there's no response, right? Or how about a boss? When you give clear, precise direction, you expect a response of action. Or a wife. When you give detailed direction about how something needs to go or should happen, and then the next day, they can't remember one detail. They don't even remember having the conversation with you. You know, we speak so that we can be heard and responded to. How about an invitation that's sent in the mail with an RSVP? It's sent with an expectation of a response. Now, you know, there's something that I've noticed that we aren't really good at that. We can do events and put up an RSVP and like two people will respond and you'll have 100 show up. Can you relate to that? So when an invitation is sent, a response is expected. How about a text message? When you send out a text message, and they just leave that text message with a little check mark that says seen. How frustrating is that? I know. It is so. When you send out a text, you're looking for a response, not to be left on scene. Not responding is answering no, by the way. This is God's word. This is Him speaking to us. It's not a book. It's Him speaking to us. Don't leave His message with a little check mark as seen without responding. Just like these examples of responding, God doesn't speak just to be heard. God doesn't speak just to be heard. His word requires a response, and preferably a quick and obedient response. So let me read to you some responses from the word of God real quickly. Luke 1:38, when the angel came to Mary. Mary responded, it said verse 38. She responded, "Whatever your will be, Lord." And then in Exodus 19:8, all of Israel responded that the Lord has spoken and we will do it. And in Luke 5:8, I love this response right here to the man that was sick and lame. And Jesus spoke deliverance to him. Listen to the response. Immediately he got up, picked up his mat, and went home glorifying God. Now that's a response. Matthew 4:19-22. Jesus says, "Follow me and I'll make you fishers of men." And his disciples immediately left their nets and followed him. Response. Every time God spoke, there was a response. And in Psalms 119, in this passage, 26 times God repeats himself to keep my word. 26 times he repeats himself. Keep my word. Keep means to hear, do, and continue doing. Hear, do, and continue doing. Keep my word. Have you ever felt like you've repeated yourself 26 times? In Psalms 119, God's repeated himself to us 26 times to get his point across. Makes me wonder how many things in the Word of God we know, but we don't do, that we have not responded to, or that we have started, but we didn't keep doing. We may have good intentions. We may have good intentions and have started it, but we need to keep doing it. Respond immediately in obedience to God's word and keep doing it. When he speaks, he expects a response just like we do. He doesn't speak just to hear the sound of his own voice. Let's read James 1:22. And it says, "Do not merely listen to the word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourself." So I was thinking on this. Why is it that we don't respond? What is it that keeps us from responding? Sometimes it's because we just blatantly don't want to. Sometimes it's rebellion. But you know what I found? It's not always that. Sometimes I really want to respond. I really want to do what the Word of God says. So why is it that we don't respond? And I was talking to God about this, and I got a revelation that I believe one of the reasons, one of the biggest reasons, is we are a generation and a culture that is of entertainment. We actually have been conditioned to see and hear and not respond because we are entertained. So we go to a movie, we sit down and watch it. You're not supposed to respond to the movie. We're actually conditioned to not respond. We can watch TV. We're actually conditioned to not respond when we hear. So it's not always just rebellion or not wanting to do it. We actually are trained in who we are as people and as a culture to just sit and watch and not respond. So it's not necessarily rebellion. God's word, though, is not a movie to hear. All right, we'll try this now. God's word is not a movie that you just get to hear. It is real life. It requires being responded to. It is your eternal life. This is not for entertainment. The Bible is not on a TV screen scrolling by that plays before our eyes. It is God speaking to you. I know for this culture that we live in, it's a hard thing to grasp because we're so used to just sitting back and being entertained. Wow.
So this word is God speaking to you, and it requires response. So respond when there's conviction of sin. Respond to it. Don't just leave that message unseen when you're convicted of sin. Respond to it. You know, sometimes with the text message or the conviction, we're not ready to respond. We just look at it and we're like, oh, yeah, maybe later. Not going to respond to that right now. Respond to the conviction of sin. Respond with repentance, which means to change what you're doing, to turn around and go the other direction. Respond when you're directed to go. Respond when you're directed to come. Respond when you're directed to wait. Respond when you're directed to be still. Respond when you're directed to follow. Respond in faith to his presence and to his miracle-working power, like the man responded that we read, and he immediately just got up, picked up his bed, and walked. That's how we should respond to God. It's so easy for us to hear the word on Sundays, and it feels like we're watching a movie. We're conditioned that way, actually. We hear it. It sounds good. Oh, I'm going to go do that. But we do nothing with it, just like we've seen a good movie. And then when God doesn't show up, we wonder why. You left his message unseen and didn't respond. Or how about for the older generation? We'll do voicemail. He left you a voicemail and you didn't respond to the voicemail. Or you were sent an invitation and you didn't respond with an RSVP. And we wonder why he didn't show up. So why should we respond? Why? First of all, because it's God speaking to us, and it's rude not to respond. We would say that about ourselves, but it's God. It's God speaking. And first and foremost, when somebody speaks, respond. And then secondly, why do we respond? We respond because the Lord goes with us. Quickly and in obedience, he will show up. In all of his power and all of his authority will show up and go with you to victory. That is a good reason to respond. You can't lose when you respond to God. There's blessing. There's favor, there's victory when you respond, when you choose to respond in obedience and do it and keep doing it. Now, in Judges chapter 4, there's a story about a woman named Deborah. Deborah heard from God, and Deborah responded. She responded in obedience. She was faithful to speak what the Lord of God had said, and she was even faithful in obedience to go into battle with the man. And because of her response and obedience that day, she led her entire people into victory because she responded. Respond, and the Lord goes with you. Respond because he goes with you to overcome that sin. Respond because he goes with you to bring you victory in battle. Respond because he goes with you and opens doors. Respond because he goes with you and you are never alone. He will not forsake you. So respond. What areas, though, have I ignored God speaking and not responded? Intentionally or unintentionally? What areas have I forgotten and no longer keep his words? We know he's told us 26 times until he's blue in the face to keep his words. You know, I desire so much to know what the Lord is saying. We need to have a hunger to know what he's saying, to learn and study what he is saying and to immediately respond in obedience to his word. Now, I was talking to my daughter-in-law about this message, and God had spoken to her to give a certain amount every single day for 30 days. And, you know, the first thing you think is, oh, you're crazy. That's not God. And you question it, and she did it for a little while, and then she fell off and stopped doing it because of that questioning, and then she picked it back up again because she wanted to be so sensitive to actually responding to God. And who knows, the person that's out there, that when she gives that amount, and it's not a huge amount, but they had maybe been praying, God, show yourself to me. I need to know that you're real today. By quick obedience, powerful things happen. And I was talking to another woman who gave an amount to a woman at a conference that they were at. It was just a little amount. Again, nothing big. But as they got in the car, they heard that woman shouting with excitement when she saw what was put into her hands. You know, these are examples of obedience to God's voice and giving. What about if we could give examples of obedience when he said, wait, stay still, or when he said, don't do that, and we responded in obedience, and it actually saved our lives, and maybe you don't even know, but it saved your life. When that still small voice happens to you, and that other voice comes in and tries to tell you that it's not God, but you choose to press through and overcome and be obedient to the word of God, it takes you to a whole new level. It changes you. It brings you into a deeper relationship with God. Because, see, there's a difference here. When we are a culture of entertainment and not responding, that's religion. When we change it to responding, that becomes relationship. When you go to a movie, you don't have any relationship with that movie. You're not responding to it. But when you respond to a person's message or their calling or their words, that is now a beginning of a relationship. So when you respond to God, it changes it from religion and brings it into deeper relationship with him. So respond to God quickly and obediently and keep responding to God. His word says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone answers that door, I will come in and sup with him and he with me. That verse is not to the sinner. That is to the church. He's saying, church, respond. I'm knocking at the door. Don't leave him standing out there knocking on the door, ignoring him. He's saying, respond to me. I want to have relationship with you. When we get this response thing down, it takes us into a deeper relationship with God. So respond to his word. 1 Thessalonians 5:19 says, do not quench, subdue, or be unresponsive to the working and guidance of the Holy Spirit. Right here, it's telling us to respond. Don't just watch his word. Don't just come to church on Sunday like it's a show for entertainment. This is God speaking to you. And in his word right here, he's saying, don't be unresponsive to my Holy Spirit speaking to your heart. Don't be unresponsive to that. Listen, because he is directing your path. He is knocking at the door. And be willing to respond quickly and keep responding in obedience. Practice responding to every prick of the Holy Spirit, to every still small voice, and to every thunderous conviction of the Holy Spirit. Whatever form God's voice comes in, it is not for entertainment. It is to be responded to, because then the Lord goes with you. When you obey and keep his word, he will bring you to a place of victory for your entire people, your entire family. But we have to respond to the Word of God, and we have to practice responding. So with Mindy, when we were talking about it, that's an exercise that God gave her of responding. And you know, when she can be faithful to respond to that seemingly small thing, when the play is called in the big game, she's going to respond to the play. So you've got to practice responding to, practice making it your reality when you read the Word of God, when you hear the message on Sunday, when we enter into the time of worship. It's relationship. It's responding to our God. It is rude to not respond. And unfortunately, as a culture, we are conditioned to just not respond, to watch and see. But the kingdom of God is not religion. It is relationship. So practice responding to the still small voice, to that barely, oh, I think I should do this, and to the thunderous conviction. Don't set it aside and, oh, I'm not ready for that. Respond, because not responding is answering no. Respond, because God is speaking to you. Every time you enter the doors of church and a message is being spoke, whether it's a Bible study or it's a weekday class or it's just a fellowship or it's a sermon being preached from the pulpit, or on your daily walk and talk with God as you open up this word, respond. It will take you into a deeper place of relationship. You'll be so surprised when it changes from religion to relationship what it does for your life. The Lord goes with you. The Lord goes with you into that situation and that scenario. The Lord goes with you and brings you to victory when you respond in obedience. We can't sit back and say, God, where are you? When you didn't respond to the voicemail, you didn't answer the invitation, you left the text message unread, you aren't willing to deal with it right now because I'm just not ready for all of that. Respond. Respond to God. He's standing at the door and knocking, waiting for you to go into a deeper level of relationship with Him. It is not religion. It is relationship. So if I could have you all bow your heads and close your eyes, I want to give you an opportunity this morning. Not an entertainment. This is not entertainment. This is real. This is eternal. This is kingdom. This is God speaking. You're required to respond. And the first response I'd like is if He's pulling on your heart. Maybe you've never accepted Jesus as Lord of your life. You've never entered into the family or the kingdom of God, and you want to open the door to the best friend that you will ever have. If you've never received Jesus into your life this morning and He's pulling at your heart right now, I want you to respond. If you would respond by just raising your hand, if you would like to ask Jesus into your life, if you will respond to His pull on your heart to make Him Lord of your life, if you'll just raise your hand real quickly, we're not going to wait long. If you'd like to ask Jesus, thank you so much. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Hallelujah. God's speaking. Listen, listen. We're not going to move from there for just a minute. God is speaking. Respond. Respond. Don't ignore His pulling on your heart. If He's pulling on your heart right now and you've never accepted Him as Lord, I want you to raise your hand up and accept Him as Lord, the best friend that you will ever have. Respond to Him this morning. If that's you, raise your hand up. Okay, thank you very much. And then next, maybe I haven't responded to God's voice on certain areas. on certain areas, I just left him unresponded to. Because maybe you weren't willing to deal with it at that time. Maybe you just forgot. Or maybe you started and you didn't keep going. If that's you today, and there's areas in your life that you have not responded to God intentionally or unintentionally, this morning I want to invite you to respond. God has spoken to you. Respond quickly in obedience and then keep doing it. If you could all stand to your feet real quickly. I just want you in your seat to make that commitment to God. The message has been sent. You felt the conviction. You've heard his voice. And maybe you haven't responded. Right where you are in your seat, I want you to make a commitment to God. I'm going to respond quickly, obediently, and I'm going to keep responding. I want to take my relationship with Jesus to a new level. I no longer want to watch it like a movie, but I want to respond to God's speaking to me. I am going to take this to a deeper level of relationship. I'm going to move out of religion and move into a relationship with God. If you raised your hand for salvation, I'm going to have you come up here and meet me right up front. I know it's a bold step, and if we could just give them applause, all of heaven is celebrating right now. So if you raised your hand for salvation, the person with you, if you could just come forward, we're going to pray with you, give you a Bible, and make sure you are fixed on the path of the kingdom. And we'll just leave that open for you, and I just like to pray over every single one of you today. That today we're moving into a deeper relationship. God's no longer just speaking for entertainment. We're going to respond as if someone is just having conversation with us to our God. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you patiently stood at the door and knocked, waiting for us to open the door. Today, Lord God, I pray that everyone in this room will respond to your voice and will open the door and respond with quick obedience and keep your word. Father, right now we thank you for new levels. We thank you for new levels in you. No matter what level we're at right now, Lord, you're taking us into a deeper level of relationship by our response to you today. And we thank you for it. We thank you for blessing. We thank you for favor. We thank you that you go with us and you bring us to victory. Thank you that you never forsake us and that you won't leave us. Thank you that you open doors for us, that you move mountains. Thank you, God, that you have healing power and deliverance for us. God, we immediately respond to you right now, and we thank you for healing. We thank you for restoration. We thank you for victory. We thank you for direction and discernment and wisdom. We thank you, God, that you are talking to us and leading us, and we will respond to you in your precious name, Lord. Amen. If you're a first-time visitor in the house today, we'd invite you to come to the guest reception room. We'd love to get to meet you.
Also, next week, I want to remind you, the Why series continues. Why is there so much gossip in church is next Sunday's message. You don't want to miss it. Bring somebody that you know is turned off from church because of gossip. I'm just believing God will restore them. Amen? If you raise your hand for salvation, you can come right now. Come right over.